peace of our republic, perhaps this nation. I understand that many of my fellow Americans view the future with fear and trepidation. I understand they worry about their jobs. I understand, like my dad, they lay in bed staring at the ceiling, wondering, can I keep my health care? Can I pay my mortgage? Thinking about their families, about what comes next. I promise you, I get it. But the answer is not to turn inward. The Senate up here together morning. We will get through this together. Look, folks, to this one nation, and I promise you this, as the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We will get through this together.
Okay, gentlemen, can you hear me and see me? Excellent.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, ve'in shalom, Amar Hashem. Okay, now, Chefer, we're learning the Melachos of Shabbos, and the conversation that we began yesterday is the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes, which dealt with how do you know the number 39? How do you know 39 malachos? And there were two approaches in the Gemara. Either we know 39 malachos because the word malacha appears 39 times in the Torah, or we know 39 malachos is up the Gemara because we're really learning from the And what we commented yesterday is that the Pashtus is that everyone holds that you learn from the Mishkan. Certainly the Rashba, the Ramban, etc., they assume the halacha that we learn from the Mishkan. There's no question at all. And the opinion of the Gemara of Malacha, Malachas, whatever, is just, how do you know 39? Tosfos, however, comments that the simple reading of the Gemara is that there's a machlokas on a fundamental level, and there might be opinions that do not learn from the Mishkan. That possibility exists. Mahalocha probably is not correct. Mahalocha probably everyone, Ladino, assumes that we learn from the Mishkan, but at least conceptually, such a shita is out there. It's worth noting that when I talk about 39, the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalet on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Daf Beha Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi has another source of the number 39. The Yerushalmi says that we learn from Eila HaDevarim. Eila HaDevarim is a pasuk in Parashas Vayakel that Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all the Jews. And he says, Eila HaDevarim, this is what the Rabbona Shalom commented. And the Yerushalmi writes that Eila, okay, gentlemen, math majors, what's the gematria of Eila? 36. Eila is 36. Davar would be one more. Divarim is plural. So 36 plus 1 plus 2 equals 39. Right? The Torah should have said Eila Davar. That says Divarim. So Davar would be 1. Divarim is another 2. That gets 39. The other opinion of the Rishalmi is that in Judaism, we don't distinguish between a hey and a ches. And therefore, the gematria of Eila with a ches instead of a hey is
39.
Now, it's kind of...
If you put the two together, you have 42.
Right. If you put the two together, you'd have 41. 42, right? You'd have 42. But nonetheless, there are two separate approaches within the Yerushalmi, whether I'm learning from Eila Davar Dvarim, or whether I'm learning from Eila with a lisp, or whatever, and you get Eilech, something like that. I don't know. But because our Ma'asa, we agree that there are 39 malachos. This is a davar muskam. It's accepted. Nothing to argue on. The question, however, that we began to ask yesterday is, well, how come the Mishnah says Arba'im Chaser Achas? Why does the Mishnah not say 39?
Is it called a kolel or not?
Only slowly, what?
Ela with the kolel versus without the kolel?
Explain yourself.
The extra one of the gematria.
Oh, the extra one of the gematria. Uh-huh. Right? That's Elech with the kolel. This takes a lot of talent, you know? That I'm doing a ches instead of a hey, and I'm still adding a kolel. Wow. Hey, this only comes from someone who's in the koilo who can think of such a story.
Rabbi, I thought it was Ela, and then you have three letters in the word. 36, three letters, 39.
I don't think the Yerushalmi says that. Does it?
I'm not sure.
I mean, if you look at the Yerushalmi, I sent out a set of Maamar Makomos later today that were my Maamar Makomos and Tavshin Ayin test just because I forgot how to find them. I think I wrote Klal, K-L-A-L, on my Tavshin Lamed Tes Makoros. That's why I couldn't find it when I did my initial search. That's why I sent out my Tavshin Ayin Vav Makoros. When I did my search in English, I found it. The Yerushalmi says it your way? Three letters? I don't think so. But be it as it may, Nishala Tasha Ela. Farvus, did we say 40 minus 1 when you could just speak English normally and say 39? That's the question that we could ask. And apparently there is one malacha that you would think should be included but is not included. There is a number 40, which Hasvara Nosena should be part of the list, but Me'eza Sibashihi, it's not part of the list. And hence you say 40 minus 1 that don't include that other one. Ellie?
Well, let me just say it's similar to like the way we count Makos.
Right. So it could be. So I think that might be a Pashut sort of way. Although the Torah, I was thinking about that. The Torah writes, Arba'im Yaken Lo Yosef. The Torah only says 40. The Chachomim come and they are Pulches 1. Right? So if the Mishnah would have said Arba'im Malachos, that would have been parallel to what it says in the Torah. But it doesn't say that. It says Arba'im Chaser Achas. Right? In Scripture, it doesn't say Arba'im Pachos Achas Yakenu. Right? I don't know. It is interesting. And apparently there's a certain Svara not to say, apparently there's a certain Svara why you should have, why there's one that should be included. Now Rashi on Daf Mem Tes already told us that according to the opinion that we learned from Malacha, Malachas, whatever, so we have a question about Vayavo Habay Salasos Malachto and something like that. So we have, according to that Manda Omar, a reason why we should say 40 minus 1. But according to the Manda Omar that presumably we paskin like, why do we say 40 minus 1? So it seems that this issue is what motivates the Ran when he addresses the question as to how come our Mishnah does not list other things. Let's go a step back. On Mem Tesam and Beis, the Gemara said that we learn out from what they did in the Mishkan. We noticed this yesterday. Tanya commanded Omer Kenegra Vodas on Mishkan. De Tanya in Kayavan Ela Malacha Shekiyotzi Bo Haisim Bo Mishkan. By the way, that's like a funny expression. You get an impression we're not saying only that which was in the Mishkan. We're saying Kiyotzeba. And these are them. Hem Zaru Atem Al Tizru. Hem Katzru Atem Lo Tikzru. Hem Helu Krashim Mikarkal Aigala Atem Lo Tachnisu. Mershasar Lachasa Yachid. Hem Horidus Akrashim Aigala Likarka Atem Al Totzio Mershasa Yachid Lushasarabim. Meaning, we speak about hachnasa and hotza'a. Hotza'a means I go from Rishas HaYechid to Rishas HaRabim. I speak about going hachnasa, which is going from Rishas HaRabim to Rishas HaYechid. And the Gemara also speaks about what we can call hoshata, which is Rishas HaYechid to Rishas HaYechid derech Rishas HaRabim. Right? If I reach across, so that should be, that's there also. That's something that was done in the Mishkan. The Ran, however, asks, how come we don't break these malachos of Chutzah down into component parts? How come we don't say that Chutzah is more than one malacha? And the Ran quotes that the Yerushalmi is bothered by this kasha. I'm starting from the end of the Ran deliberately. This Ran, gentlemen, is on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis B'dapei Haref. I think at the end of Shir Yaseh I mentioned that this is Kedai to look at, but I mamash have no memory like for anything more than like 2 minutes ago. But on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis B'dapei Haref, the Ran asks, "V'im tomar oid lama lo shanu moshet rishas hayochid rishas hayochid rishas harabim be'emtza, which is chayiv, right?" And that was one of the cases that's mentioned on Memtes, and the Gemara has it on Sadi Vav. So it goes that the Yerushalmi asks this kasha, lama lo tanin on hoshata imhon. The Yerushalmi says, "Why don't we say hoshata?" So Reb Simon says, "Because there's a machlokes Reb Kiva v'chachamim." Reb Simon says because there's a machlokas. Now, the machlokas of Kiva v'chachomim is not about hoshata. Everyone holds that you chayv on hoshata. The machlokas of Kiva v'chachomim, the Gemara tells me, is about zrika. Whether I say kluta k'mishu hunachadamya, when you throw something, it flies through the air. Right? When you throw something, is that considered like it lasts, like it lands, like it's on the ground? That's machlokas of Kiva v'chachomim. The Gemara says, Yerushalmi writes, this Yerushalmi, by the way, is on Daf Nun Gimel, B'dapi HaYerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes, well, we don't say Hoshata because Hoshata is a machlokes Reb Kiva and the Chachamim, even though it really isn't, even though Hoshata, even though the machlokes Reb Kiva and the Chachamim is really Zerika, not Hoshata, but Yerushalmi says, well, we don't say Hoshata for that reason. Other reasons that are quoted in the Yerushalmi that the Ran notes is because Yeser Allah Hoshata, v'lo melotanin Hoshata imahen, shekom alachos be'echod v'zu b'shnayim. Hoshata is a malacha that requires two people. No, I give it to you. I am Moshet, right? From me, I go from Rishas Hayochid to Rishas Hayochid. I go across. If I'm Moshet, I go from me to you. So that is why I am going to be chayiv.
Rebbe.
But it involves two people. If it involves two people, that's why it's not listed, because it's not one of the 39, because the 39 are one-person malachos, and this one is a two-person malacha. Yeah.
Doesn't that only answer a third of the question? Because the Ron's question was that there should be three parts.
We'll have to deal with all the parts. We're going to deal with all the parts in Yirtzeh Hashem. We're starting with Hoshata. So Hoshata, the Yerushalmi says, is totally in the Machlokes Reb Kiva and the Chachamim, which is really about Zrika. The Yerushalmi says Hoshata is a two-person Machlokes, two-person Malacha, not a one-person Malacha. And the third approach in the Yerushalmi is that all Malachas have a Tolda. Hoshata does not have a Tolda. Now, one ha'ara. First, the Pri Megadim in his Psicha Tehuchos Shabbos. The Pri Megadim notes that this idea that Hoshata is a two-person malacha could explain the diuk that we had yesterday about how come the Mishnah speaks Belashan HaPoel, not Belashan HaPoula. Because, right, says the Pri Megadim. By the way, gentlemen, if you want to say Geshmaka stuff, In any area of halacha that you learn, you read the introductions of the Prima Godem. It's mamish beautiful. Every hakdam of the Prima Godem is mamish beautiful. So the Prima Godem writes that the Yerushalmi says you can't have a two-person malacha because, right, the Mishnah says, Hazoi Re'a, Hachoi Reish. It's a Lashon HaPo'el. Po'el means Ein Mensch, Nisht Tzvei Menschen. Right? One person, not two people. Aye. The Rambam has the Lashon of Pu'ula. The Rambam says, Hazari'a Hakitzira Hacharisha. So the Prima Godim Tainas, that's because the Rambam holds like the other answer in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi. The other answer in the Yerushalmi is, well, we don't want to get involved in the Machlokas Reb Kiva and the Chachamim, the Machlokas about Zerika. Why don't we get involved in it? Fract the Prima Godim. We have a Psak Halacha. The Psak is that you're Chayiv on Zerika. Why don't we get involved? So he says, well, the Rambam paskins that you're putter on Zerika, and therefore the Rambam does not want to bring it down. The Rambam holds like that other answer in the Yerushalmi that's totally in the Machlokas, Reb Kiva and the Chachamim. And, or actually I said it wrong. The Rambam holds, this is the Prima Godim's introduction to Rasa Vihine. So the Prima Godim writes, I'm sorry, I said it a little bit wrong. Prima Godim writes that the Rambam says, Hazariah HaCharisha, because the Rambam holds like the Anthony Rishalmi that there's no Tolda. There's no Tolda would be only according to the opinion that Zorik is putter. But if you hold like the opinion that Zorik is Chayiv, which the Rambam Paskins like, therefore there is a Tolda. So that's why the Rambam has the Lashon Tu'ula, not the Lashon Po'el. Now, why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing it up because I think it's actually a very cool idea that the Prima Godim is developing. That Po'el means one person doing it, right? And if you have Pu'ula, then you can be Chayiv on two people. If you have Pu'ula, how come the Rambam does not say Moshit as a separate Av? The answer is because the Yerushalmi had another Mahalach, which the Rambam apparently is accepting, that we only say those Avos that have a Tolda, and there is no Tolda on Hoshata. Most Rishonim will not hold of that Mahalach. Most Rishonim won't hold of that because they'll say that there is a Tolda. But the Rambam paskins that Zorik is putter, so therefore there is no Tolda. I think that is what emerges. Can I just ask someone to put on the WhatsApp group new Shear link? Because Gabe Falk is trying to get into Shear, and he seems, I think we've set up a new Shear link, right? This semester? So if I can ask someone to just for what?
Is the description now?
It's in the description, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Nady beat you to it.
Nady beat you to it. Nady is a good man.
Come on, Nady.
Okay, thank you, Nady.
I'm on my computer already.
Valdek. Now, the Yerushalmi is bothered by this kasha of Hoshata. The Yerushalmi, Gabe, you should thank Nady who decided to send the link, because we changed the link for this semester. So you should thank Nady Bekitzer. What about the other issue? What about Mavir Dalamos and Rishus Harabim? Remember, we have four melachos that are part of Hotza'ah, which should mean that we have 43, which, right? Which would actually, or right, that would fit in nicely. Who was the guy who said that maybe we should, right? Im HaKolel, what was the cheshbin? Right, if you have Eilech, Davar Davarim, right? Yeah. So So then you have 43 or 42, right? That was your whole RSM. 42 plus the kolel. Again? 42
plus the kolel.
42 plus the kolel equals 43.
That's the kolel. You can't be one off with a kolel.
Again, I just find this
Yerushalmi. Whatever you want.
I find Yerushalmi hysterical that we learned 39 malachos because we are spelling Ela with a ches. That's like awesome. Not like.
It's like. Yerushalmi is an asmach.
There's another drasha like that of. Vehei and Eches. I'm forgetting. It's running away from me. He always quotes it.
Don't know. Okay. I mean, the point is that we have some tradition of 39 malachas. We want to know how you get the number 39. So we learn from Eila spelled drunk. Right. That's what
the. That's also funny. Devarim is two.
That whole Yerushalmi is like a collector's item. But, we have four malachos that are part of Hotza'ah. So how come we list 39 and we list Hotza'ah as one, right? So the Ran is bothered by Hoshata. So the Ran answers that I don't say Hoshata, right? One of the answers is because Hoshata involves two people, all the other malachos are one. Hachnasa and Hotza'ah is fundamentally the same thing. The Gemara Daf Beis tells me, Mali Motzi Mirshas HaYochid L'Rishas HaRabim, Mali Mirshas HaRabim L'Rishas HaYochid. It's fundamentally the same thing. What about, however, Dalet Amos in Rishas HaRabim? How come the Mishnah gives me a list of 39 malachas? Why don't you tell me carrying four Amos in the Rishas HaRabim, which is a malacha, of carrying, but it's really not the same, right? I could say that hachnas and hotza'ah is the same thing, just in opposite directions. But dal amos and rishas harabim is a very different type of idea. So the Ran is bothered by the kasha. How come we don't say dal amos and rishas harabim? So the Ran answers, yesh lamar, misham demavir is a tolda of a multi, right? The Ran writes, they're carrying four amos and rishas harabim is a tolda, it's not an av. Because the four amos shall other is considered reshuso. Umisha moti chutza arba amos is moti mirishus l'rishus. Right? The malach of chutza is to go from my area to your area. Usually my rishus hayachad to your rishus harabim. But arba amos and rishus harabim, I'm going from my area to yours. V'chi amrinan lekamon b'perek hazorek demavir dal amos b'rishus haram hilchus ha-gemirila. Hainu l'chayev bo midin moti. The Ran gives a full mouthful over here. The Ran says that Hotza'ah of Dalet Amos from Rishas HaRabim is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That is a Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaZorek on Tzadi Vav. The halacha l'Moshe Misinai, zukt the Ran, is that ma'avir dalet amos rishus harabim is the same as going from rishus hayachad to rishus harabim. That we define space. People talk about what's considered entering someone's personal space. Four amos is personal space.
Mamish four amos.
Mamish four amos, right? It's a lot. Four amos is personal. It's because of COVID, right? You have to have a lot of social distancing. Four amos is personal space.
It's four amos.
It's four amos.
Right, that works. Okay, Givaldik. Like COVID is a very good thing for halacha. I think this is the one thing that's getting modern Orthodox Jews to be shomer negiya. Right, we spoke about that.
Did we?
I'm sure I spoke about that
one. You told me before.
I told you before. Okay. And it delineates personal space. Four amos is 6 feet. Absolutely. Givaldi. It happens in YU where they have all of these markers about keep 6 feet apart and they have like the areas for your feet. They're way less than 6 feet. I don't know if you've measured. So I tie that this is 6 feet the Reb Chaim Noashir. That's my pitch. But the point is the Ran is telling me that the halacha l'Moshe Misinai of Mavir Dala Amis and Rishus Harabim is a halacha l'maishi misinai that tells me this is also going from rishos to rishos. The halacha l'maishi misinai is explaining that hotza'a doesn't only mean from rishos hayachad to rishos harabim. Hotza'a means from my space to your space. And dal amas in rishos harabim is also part of hotza'a. And zaf the ran, no saf al kach, and therefore you get malchus if you go dalet amis in rishos harabim. Ordinarily, you would not get malchus for violating a halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai is Torah sheba'al peh. Rav Shechter has this in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, page 7, in the footnote. Halacha l'moshe misinai is Torah sheba'al peh. Torah sheba'al peh is nice. Torah shebiksav is mean. Torah shebiksav says ayin tachas ayin. Torah sheba'al peh is very nice. It says pay a few bucks. Don't actually blind the guy. Whenever you have halacha l'moshe misinai, it's nicer. The Rush writes that the halacha l'moshe misinai of tzroros, which is chayiv chatzi nezek, if an animal damages by shooting some sort of projectile, that's tzroros. We have a shayla in the Gemara about whether kolach kolcho is chayiv by tzroros or not. It's unclear how I paskin. The Rush says paskin lahaka because halacha l'moshe misinai kol hilchasa ligreyasa asa. That's why we have a halacha l'moshe misinai by yisukah, and we say shtein kol chasun shlichas afilu tefach. Why do we say the halacha l'moshe misinai lachumra? Teretz is teirish about peh is always kal, and therefore there should not be malchus on teirish about peh, but say because it is lenient. There's only malchus on Torah shebiksav, not on Torah shebal peh. There is no malchus zok this ran on halacha l'moshe misinai in general, but this particular halacha l'moshe misinai, this particular halacha l'moshe misinai of mavri dal amos and rishus harabim, is not a halacha l'moshe misinai that's teaching a new din. Rather, it is an extension of the din of hotza'a mirishus l'rishus. In language that Rav Shechter likes, which is language that Brisker's blame on Reb Chaim, there's a difference between a halacha l'moshe misinai hamechadeshes and a halacha l'moshe misinai hamefareshes. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai that explains or extends a previous din. And then there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that's mechadesh a new din. Reb Chaim has this in his sefer in Perek Yud of Hilchos Macholos Asuros. There is a din in Meseches Kedushin, a Mishnah in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Zayin, that although mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael, there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that orla is chayir, that there's an isser of orla in chutz la'aretz. No. By the way, one of the funniest things that someone once sent me is a bottle of wine from Israel that says that it's Loch Shash, Arla, and Shavias, and they translate Arla as foreskin. There's no foreskin in the wine. That.
It's good to know.
Do I have to explain why this is wrong, gentlemen? Okay, we got it. Arla means fruit within the first 3 years you can't get hana'ah from. It's mitzvah satulius ba'aretz, but it still is usher in chutz la'aretz. Arla in chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe misinai. What about revai in chutz la'aretz? The fourth year of a fruit, the din is you cannot eat the fruit anywhere you want. The revai has the dinim of Maiser Sheni. You have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. What about revai in Chutz La'aretz? Does it apply? So the Rambam in Perek Yud of Halachos Macholos Asuros The Rambam in Perek Yud tells me that he disagrees with a group of Gaonim. There are Gaonim who assume, again, Dr. Salvechik always comments that the Rambam's objective was to remove halacha from its Gaonic moorings. I think that's the way Dr. Salavichik says it. The Rambam says, Horu mixes ha-go'enim. Where is it? The Rambam writes, I have to find exactly the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud, Perek Yud alocha tesvav, Yera Eli, She'ein din neta revai noheg b'chutz la'aretz. Ela ocha perishana revias below pigeon clow, shalo amru ela ha'arla. Zuck the Rambam, that the halacha l'meishim Sinai only tells me that arla is chayv b'chutz la'aretz, not revai. Horu mixas ha'ga'onim, that kerem revai levado podenosa b'chutz la'aretz, v'achar kach yiyya mutter ba'achila, v'ein l'davar ze'ikr. Some Gaonim say that there is Revai in Chutz La'aretz. Ein l'davar zeh ikar, says the Rambam. Reb Chaim in his Sefer explains that machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim relates to this idea. Is the halacha l'meishim Sinai of Arla, is it a halacha of Arla in Chutz La'aretz? Is that a halacha l'meishim Sinai ha-mechadeshes? Or is it a halacha l'meishim Sinai ha-mefareshes? Meaning, do I assume that when I say the word Arla, it includes Arla's Chutz La'aretz? It's part and parcel of the din of Arla, is the din of Arla and Chutz La'aretz. If that would be the case, so then Arla is years 1, 2, and 3, year 4 is Revai, it should all be the same in Chutz La'aretz, it's also Aser. Alternatively, I say no. The halacha l'moshim Sinai of Arla and Chutz La'aretz is not an extension of the din Arla and Eretz Yisrael. It's a naya din. It's a new halacha entirely. If it's a new halacha entirely, so then I could say, there's a new halacha that there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz, new din, but there's no such thing as Revai in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam holds that the halacha l'moshim Sinai of Arla and Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'moshim Sinai ha-michadeshes. It's not a halacha l'moshim Sinai ha-mifareshes. If it's mechadeshes, therefore, there's a new chedesh. The chedesh is called Arla in Chutz La'aretz. But only Arla, not Revai. The Gaonim, however, disagree. And the Gaonim say that no, Arla in Chutz La'aretz is mifareshes. We're teaching up. We're saying that the din of Arla applies bein Eretz Yisrael, bein Chutz La'aretz. Mimela, the din of Revai should also apply. Just to finish off this Nakuda before I take your question, Nady. Reb Chaim usually does not do Lashitasos, but in this case he does. And Reb Chaim writes, this is why the Rambam tells me that someone who eats Arla in Chutz La'aretz does not get Malkus. You get Malkus Maridus. And the Rambam writes, and I'm disagreeing with a bunch of Gaonim. Wow. Right? It's exactly the same point. According to the Rambam, Arla in Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'meishim Sinai ha-michadeshes, not a halacha l'meishim Sinai ha-mifareshes. Memela, there's no Malkus. Again, this all connects. It's Mamish the Ran over here in the first daf, in his Kasha. How come the Mishnah says 40 minus 1? Say 39, the teretz that the Ran is giving is because Mavri Dal Amas and Rishos Harabim Hainu Hach of Maitzi Mirishos L'Rishos. Maitzi Mirishos L'Rishos, it doesn't matter, Hachnasa Hotza'a, and Mavir is also, it's a halacha l'meishim Sinai ha-mifareshes, according to the Ran, and therefore there is Malkus, even though it's Tershe Baal Peh, and we have another example of halacha l'meishim Sinai ha-mifareshes, in terms of this Reb Chaim and Perek Yud of Machalos Asuros. Nady, you have a comment?
More like a joke. Isn't the Rambam violating his own rule by having a machlokes with the Gaonim about Halacha L'moshim Sinai? Isn't he violating his own rule? There's no machlokes about Halacha L'moshim Sinai.
That's an interesting question. In other words, if there's not supposed to be a machlokes about Halacha L'moshim Sinai's, So how can the that's a very good all right. So all I'll tell you is look in the Tshuva of the Chavos Ya'ir Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis, where he points out that there are hundreds of places that the Rambam violates that rule. And l'cha'era, all that rule means is you can't have a machlokes about whether a halachol Moshe Mesinai exists.
That doesn't answer all the questions.
What?
That doesn't answer all the questions.
It does not answer all the questions. There are hundreds of questions. The Chavos Ya'ir in that tshuva goes on and on and on and on. Tsroros is a question on that yisur of the Rambam. No, we mentioned Tsroros a few minutes ago. There's a machlokes sumchus nachachomim, whether Tsroros is nezek shalom chatzi nezek, hayitachin, whether there shouldn't be a machlokes halachol Moshe Mesinai. This is a, that Rambam is probably one of the top five Shvera Rambams in Judaism. It's just like, it's very difficult. It's mamish, it's very hard. Yeah.
Does the Ran Bethirush ask the question of 40, not 39?
No.
And also the Ran on the Gemara also goes with Rashi's opinion that some of the things listed in the Gemara are also koavos. So the Ran can't be, the Ran the Shitasso can't be used to fix it because according to the Ran,
again, so,
like,
so
there's like 8 or 9 extra things.
So
co-avos
and our question is a little different. Our question is to whether it's 40, not 39. I am reading a little bit into the Ran. I acknowledge I'm reading into the Ran, but I think the Ran is asking exactly that kasha. Amailo Choshev Nami, right? Why don't we say Mavridal Amis? And I would maintain that what the Ran is really getting at beneath the surface is because I have these kashas, that's why we use the funny lashon of Arba Mechaser Achas. That last sentence is my own. I don't think the Ran is saying that, but I do think that we can read that into the Ran. If you look in we used to have Rosh Hashiva why you call Rabbi Yonos and Sachs. Rabbi Sachs in his Sefer Chemdas Yomim, I think it was actually the first Sefer he wrote. Like now he has like 40 Sfarim already. Like, so the first Sefer he wrote, so Rabbi Sachs goes on and on of examples of halacha Moshe Mesinai hamifareshes versus mechadeshes and places where we have a machlokas about this. Let me just give one more example. Sanhedrin Chof Beis. In Oreal Sha'avad, right, if you are a Kohen, so you ordinarily can do avod in the Mikdash, but if you're a Kohen Oreal, if you never had a bris milah. So Oreal Sha'avad. So the Gemara tells me, Dovrzeh mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lomda ad sheba yecheskel v'limadnu ko ben nechar Oreal lev Oreal basar lo yavel mikdashi v'shar seni. That Yecheskel says that an Oreal is not allowed to do avoida. Direct the Gemara ad deba yecheskel man amara. Ela Gemara Gmirila, Vasa Yechesko As Mechayakra. It was Alachom Moshe Mesinai that an Oreo cannot do Avoda. Yechesko just gives us a pasuk where he entrenches that in. What happens if an Oreo does Avoda? So Rashi writes there in Sanhedrin, you don't get Malkus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Pius Hamikdash, then Oreo Sha'avad gets Malkus. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that the Rambam is telling me that in Oreo, this Halacha Moshe Mesinai is expanding the category of a Zar. There is something chaser in your Kedushas Kahuna if you are an Oreo. In Yiddish, the way Rav Shachter always says it's over is in Yiddish, there's an expression that after you give a baby a bris milah, you say, oh, now he's a Jew. No? That's what people say. It's not true. Lamaisa, you're Jewish, whether or not you have a bris, you're Jewish. The thing is, however, that there's a certain hashlomas kedushas Yisrael that happens when you get a bris milah. You can't be a Kohen if you don't have full kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas kohuna means you're a Jew with additional dinim of a Kohen. Rav Shechter always makes fun of the famous tshuva in, where is it, in the Chacham Tzvi, about whether you can be mitzdara for golem to a minion, right? So Shechter makes fun of it. He's like, you're not human. If you're not human, you can't be Jewish, right? If you're, right, one builds on the other. You have to first be a human. Then you can be Jewish. Then you become a Kohen. It's like president of the United States, no? If you're not human, right, how can you be president? Baruch Hashem, we're Mekayim today. Oh, yeah, sorry. That was just... Nadine?
Isn't there a Kuzari that goes along with it also?
What do you mean?
Shechter quotes a Kuzari along with it also. There.
Yeah, exactly. The Kuzri and the Alter Rebbe has in the Tanya that there are four levels. There's Chai Tzomeach, there's Domein Chai Tzomeach Medaber Yisrael, right? The Mekubalim have four levels. The Kuzri adds that Yisrael is the fifth level, but you gotta be, right? You have to have, it's a prerequisite. A prerequisite for getting into YU is that you have to be Jewish. In order to be Jewish, there's a prerequisite that you have to first be human. Right? So Jewish is a prerequisite for Kohuna. Right? And Orel, Zok the Ram gets Malkus, because an Orel is a chisaron in Kedushas Yisrael. Memela, you can't be a Kayan. Memela, you're a Zar. But the idea beneath the surface is the same idea that we've been talking about, which is that for the Rambam, the Halacha L'Moshe Misina, the Orel She'avad, is really saying that an Orel is a Zar. It's not a new din. It's not a Halacha L'Moshe Misina HaMechadeshes. It's Mefaresh, the din of Zarus. It explains that Arelos means that there's a chesaron in the Kedushas, it's a chesaron in the Kedushas Yisrael. That's the basic idea. Rabbi Sachs in this essay has a number of other applications of this principle. The idea that we're getting at is as like, everyone agrees that there's a musag of halacha l'mishisim, halacha l'moshe misim mefareshes and mechadeshes. Even the Rambam, who denies it with respect to Revai and Orla, the Rambam agrees with it with respect to Mila. And, right, the Kahuna. Everyone agrees to the categories. The Shaila is, which is which. And that's the point that the Ran is getting at over here. So that is one yesod I wanted to talk about. Yes?
Is it also a question that halakha of Moshe Sinai is always lahakel? I mean, how goofy from Sarah, we thought that there's a possibility of lahakel there. From Sukkah and the Yerushalmi, that's a possibility that was lahakel there.
So the Rosh has that lushan that every halakha of Moshe Sinai, the Russian parak bays of Bavakama Simon bays, right? Kol hilchasol gruayasa, right? And I think what the Rosh means is that ladina that I don't paskin like sumchis. So all halachim, right? I think that's what the Rosh is getting at, but yes. Again, it's not so pashat, because the Gemara in Bava Kama there has a suffix about koach kocho, even within sumchus. Right? The point right. is, there's a halachim of Sinai. What the halachim of Sinai is, chati nezek and nezek shalim, then have a shayla about koach kocho within surros, etc. Yeah, Neli, you had a comment? No. Okay.
Who was saying even that Rava originally had the suffix of whether or not it's whether or not I would have been putter and Soros comes in Lachayev, or whether or not I would have been Lachayev and Soros comes Lahat.
I mean, see, like, again, but be... all these things, again, we can make a challenge of this. I should add, by the way, one Nakuda, which is that the Netziv writes in the Merome Soda to answer your Kasha, the Chavis Yotir's Kasha. The Netziv writes that in Shas, the word Hilchusa is different than the word Halachom Lashem Sinai. And when it might not be true, and you could give me manuscripts against help. It.
What? It still doesn't help, with our Shas.
Okay.
It only sells Soros. It doesn't sell
It only sells Soros. And the Hanami. There are other times in Shas it says Hilchusa. Correct. But then Netziv's Yesod, I think, is an interesting Yesod. Let's go on, gentlemen. Let's go on. Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells me there are 40 minus 1 malachos, and by some of the malachos, there's a shear that's given. If you're Osa Shtei Batei Nirin, Oreg Shnei Chutim, Potseya Shnei Chutim, Tofer Shtei Tfiros, Kosev Shtei Osios, by these malachos, the shear is mentioned. By the other malachos, the shear is not mentioned. Tosfos is bothered by this kasha. For Tosfos, tzarech lefarish, how come lama pirish kan by shtei batei nirin and oregon potseo betofer bekotev shiur tvei mi b'sha'ar? Right, Tosfos asks, there's a shiur for all the malachos. Malachos of achil, the shiur is a grogeres, etc. Right, all malachos have a shiur. How come the shiur is only mentioned by these malachos? Comes along Rabbi Lozer Moshe Horowitz in the back of the Gemara, and he says, I have an answer, because there are two different types of malachos in Judaism. There's some malachos where the action that I'm doing is significant, because it's the Torah views it as a significant act. There are other malachos that the malacha is fundamentally a malacha of chibur. If it's a malacha of chibur, so I could say that unless you do two, it's not really mechubar. Tofer shtei tefiros is chibur. You're really connecting it in a way that it has some sort of lasting chibur. Oreg, potseya, potseya is the opposite of oreg. These are malachos that are chibur. Even kosher, you could say because of malacha and chibur, that's why it has to be a kesher agabi kesher. No? Because, again, there's a further shayl, whether the malacha of kosher is a malacha of chibur or not. That's a shayl on the Taisus. We'll talk about this later when we do kosher. If I tie the kesher shel tefillin, tie something onto itself, is that the malacha of kosher? Or is kosher only when I am mechaber two things together? I mean, if I make a knot on my garbage bag, is that kosher? Right? By shoelaces, exactly, right? Because it's two parts of the same thing. So we'll have to talk about that separately. But there are some who understand that malachos fall into categories. There's malachos chibur, and there are malachos which the act itself is forbidden. Also, shtei batei nirin is also a chibur in the sense of it is the beginning of the process of arigo, which is a process of chibur. I think that's what Rebbe Lozer Moshe Horowitz is saying. It's a nice approach. What?
Who is Rabbi Lozer Moshe Horowitz?
He was a Jew. He had a beard. he's in the back of the Gemara. I know. I think he was the Rav of Pinsk. I know nothing about him.
I thought it's like he's known as like he always says Elijah Craver.
He's a guy in the back of the Gemara. I don't know.
Maybe he has some other name that we know. Okay.
He went after Murder of Moshe Rabbeinu before Moshe Feinstein.
Right. There are many ways of saying this. I think he was the Rav of Pinsk. I mamish know nothing about him. The point is, his yesod is beautiful, but does not answer the malacha of Kosev. Because Kosev is for sure not a malacha of Chibor. There is, however, the Sefer Magen Avos, which, as we noted yesterday, is not in Arbeis Medrash. The Sefer Magen Avos, Reb Mordechai Benet, the Rav of Nicholsburg. Nicholsburg, by the way, is the shul, the Woodburn Shul. If you ever go upstate to Woodburn, New York, the Woodburn Shul is officially the Beis Knesset of Nicholsburg. Whatever. But, so Reb Mordechai Benet, in the Magen Avos, says that maybe the Yesod that Tosfos is getting at is there is a discussion in Rishonim about whether Chatzi Shir is usher by Meleches Shabbos or Chatzi Shir is not usher by Meleches Shabbos. We have a Yesod. The Gemara in Yuma has Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Is Chatzi Shir usher min HaTorah or not? On Yom HaKippurim, can I take a tiny bit? Right? Is that usher midoraisa? Is it not usher midoraisa? We pass in Mahalacha, Chatzi Shir is usher min HaTorah, like Rabbi Yochanan says. The Gemara has two sources for this idea. One source is because of a pasuk kol chaylev lo tol chaylu. Kol chaylev means don't eat any amount of chaylev. Even chatzi shir is aser. The other source is that's chazil et strufei, that you can combine the two halves together. We pass in chatzi shir is aser min ha-tayra. But the Chuvetz Chacham Tzvi in Simen Pei Vav writes, the Chatzi Shir is only Aser Min HaTorah. Chatzi Shir is only Aser Min HaTorah if it is an Isra Achila. if it's something that you're eating. Because we're learning from kol chaylev. And kol chaylev, just like chaylev is food, any food, there's a din of chatzi shir on. But something that's not a food, there's no chatzi shir. That's what the Chacham Tzvi writes. Of course, everyone points out that the Chacham Tzvi is really against Taisus, because Taisus there in Yuma Tainas, that even if you learn from Kol Chaylev, you're also hold of Chazilat Tzderufei. And the Chacham Tzvi's idea seems to be very difficult. Seems to be very difficult. But nonetheless, there's a discussion in Rishonim that maybe there is no Isser of Chatzi Shir Min HaTorah by Melechas Shabbos. Rashi on Ayin Dalet says, right, the Gemara asks, V'chi Mutar Lafos Kochos Mikashir. So Rashi writes, well, it's Usser because Ayin Dalam Lalef. Rashi writes, V'chi Mutar Lafos Kochos Mikashir. The Kaimel on Chatzi Shir is Usser Min HaTorah, Perek Basar Diyuma. V'ichik Tani Borei L'chatchila. Right, Rashi says there's an Issa Dereis of Chatzi Shir Usser Min HaTorah by Melachas Shabbos. The Rambam Perek Yud Beis, however, has a lashon that Chatzi Shir is Potter. Potter sounds like it's Usser Midrabanan. Now, the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Mem, the Mishnah Ber in Shin Mem Os Gimel, the Mishnah Ber writes, quotes a Magen Avram, the Chatzi Shir is Usser Min HaTorah by Shabbos. The Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Mem begins his conversation by saying that everyone agrees to this. Even the Rambam holds that Chatzi Shir is Usser Min HaTorah. Aye, the Rambam doesn't sound that way. Well, we could read the Rambam. He tries to, it's the Bir Halacha, you must go Al Shnei Cyrus. The Bir Halacha writes that even the Rambam holds that Chatzi Shir is Usser Min HaTorah by Shabbos. The Yisod that we are going to try to develop probably a little more tomorrow. Actually, no. Tomorrow we're having a Hashgafa Shir. I want to talk about Tefillin a little bit tomorrow. But the Yisod that we'll try to develop next time we learn Shabbos is that perhaps there's Yesh Makom L'Chalek Bein HaMalachos. We could say that by certain Malachos, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. Those Malachos in our Mishnah, where we say Kosev Shtei Osios, etc., that means that it's a threshold. If I do not write two osios, I am not in violation of the malach of kosev klav ikar. It's possible l'chalek bein hamalachos, and say by some malachos, chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, but by those malachos in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah dafka tells me shtayim as part of the malach, potzei shtei whatever, Oreg Shtei, whatever, Tofer Shtei, whatever, right? That means a Chatzi Shir is not Usser. If you do one, it's not Usser at all. That is the Yisod that we're going to try to develop. And we won't be able to develop it completely, but L'chol HaPachos will try to hit at the basic ideas as by these Malachos, they are different. Okay, gentlemen.
So is there anywhere where we could find the Rugged Shover?
The Rugged Shover is in the Chuvas Sofnas Paneach Simin Yud. There is two different Chuvas Sofnas Paneach. There was one that was printed in New York. That's where Shafi quotes. It's also in the old base medrash on the Chuvas section. I don't know if it's on Otar Puffman, stuff like that. I remember where books are in the old base medrash. I don't know so much about databases and stuff. So we could talk. Did I give this on the Mar Mikumas? I know Rav Shechter talks about that.
I know from Rav
Shechter.
I don't know.
I want to develop this idea, Miratzah Hashem, next time we learn Shabbos. I gave out the new Mar Mikumas,
The newer old Mar Mikumas.
The newer old Mar Mikumas. The Toshanayin Test Mikumas. So in Toshanayin Test Makoros, I think I give some more sources on this. I just have to look at them again. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful and blessed and marvelous day.
Wait, is this going to be the same idea?